This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr is here to help us sort it all out. Good to have you here, Joe Farr, my friend.
Hi, Dave. I don't know if I can sort any of this out. This is kind of crazy.
It's crazy. Looking at the 10-year now, as we talk, 0.521. It's been very close to getting under. Let me see this drop down again.
MBS prices are up today.
Yeah, saw that.
About 25 basis points, but they're about 60 basis points off their earlier highs. So if you hadn't gotten an unfavorable price change for the day, you might. The 10-year, as you mentioned, is about 52 basis points. That's about 25 basis points lower than at the end of the day on Friday. So it's been a big rally in the bond prices. And again, it's over concern of the coronavirus, obviously. Yeah, let's touch on it. Global demand's driving people to invest in things that are safe, and that includes 10-year Treasury probably at the foremost. And to a lesser extent, U.S. government guaranteed mortgage-backed securities. Just to demonstrate, the yield on the 10-year Treasury has fallen about 50 basis points just since, and that's yield, not price, so it's just since the end of February. Yeah, so the U.S. government-guaranteed mortgage-backed securities are a safe haven, but to the extent, but not near to the extent of the U.S. Treasury. Part of that, the main reason is that the borrower has the ability to prepay the loan in it, mortgage-backed security, and that adds that extra risk. The certainty of the 10-year duration is preferred. I noticed the CME group this morning showed investors expect, we just had a big rate cut in the Fed funds. The investors expect another one at the Fed meeting on March 18th. The target rate is now expected to drop below 50 basis points. It is currently, between 100 and 125 basis points. So that's another 75 basis point drop in the Fed funds rate. So, last week, I'll reiterate, fear and uncertainty ruled the markets. Fear of the virus will slow economic activity, which we're starting to see as they just canceled the South by Southwest conference here in Austin.
Yeah.
The first. And the uncertainty as to how long and by how much it will slow the economy. So lots of questions out there that investors are running away from, and we're seeing it by shifting into safe assets. The economic data that's come out recently has been irrelevant. If it had mattered, stocks likely would have had a good week last week. Jobs data was great, and the ISM services index showed a strong services sector. But that's older data, like what we'll get into this coming week. The consumer sentiment for March, first look at March consumer sentiment, is going to come out on Friday, and that'll be an interesting look at how much the coronavirus is actually affecting the U.S. consumers. In addition, during the week, we're going to see the ECB meet and see if they do anything to help combat the virus. Their meeting is scheduled for Thursday of this coming week. But like we mentioned earlier on, premium resistance is kicking in on MBS prices. The Fannie Mae 30-year 2.5% coupon, that's sort of the current coupon right now is a 2.5% MBS. It's trading a little over 103, and you step up a half a point in coupon on the MBS, and you only get a 3/8% price improvement. So it's really indicating that there is concern for the price and premiums. And when you combine this with the capacity issues that are throughout the industry, it's really hard to imagine the consumer is going to see much better interest rates than what they're seeing right now.
Especially when you look at the markets and you look at like what Jay Farmer was on of Quicken was on a number of the programs over the weekend, and which has resulted in me getting a lot of requests by Fox to come on in. I'm looking at their website right now. But Jay made some comments, says, well, we may not reduce rates. We got to control volume, and it's capacity issues. And he talked about it. And the person interviewing had no clue. You could just tell how clueless they were on the topic. And it's just very interesting. So I can't wait to get the profit doctor's assessment on all this as well as we get into it. But, Joe, these are certainly uncharted waters that we have. I'm looking at the MBS quote line website on some of the market update that's coming up. Anything that's significant with ECB announcement, jobless claims, PPI, the purchaser's price index, the core PPI, any of these, anything that could have, or is it all at this point, virus? Or
oil? But like I said, the ECB, I think, could impact things, determining based on how much they think they need to help support the economies. And then the consumer is the biggest part of the U.S. economy. And if the consumer shows that they're shutting down, we may see a, you know, an even bigger drop. But again, I just don't see, with premium resistance the way it is, with the pipelines the way they are, with the capacity at max, it's just hard to imagine, just like what you said, Jay Farner said, it's hard to add much more to your pipeline. And so why push to reduce rates?
Yeah. Can't wait to get Andy on a little bit later in his segment. We're talking about some of this because we talk about the need for stress testing. This, we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But thanks so much, Joe.
Sure.
Anything else that you got for us?
That's it.
Oh, good. By the way, I was with Barry Habib in at the Lenders One. He's such a good friend. And we had a good time together visiting about some of the markets. And I'm looking at his website, and he says, alert to lock now. Lot, lock, lock. Anyway,
yeah.
Lots of information out there. So check out MBS Quote Line. Check out MBS Highway. Love my friend Barry and all the information that's on here. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Thanks for staying involved in the podcast all the way to the end and being a part of the Hot Topic segment and interviewing our guest, Chris McAdee. We're excited. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, Indicom, as well as Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, Vendor Surf, and Vidyard. Have a great week, everyone. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.